To some financial news now on this Thanksgiving morning. Everyone knows over the past several weeks the crisis in the Eurozone. The Eurozone itself is supposedly the collective strengths and weaknesses of all the European countries who are members of the Eurozone. But everyone understands in the fine print that it is the German economy that basically backs the euro. Well, yesterday, the German government attempted to make good on that assumption, tried to raise about 6 billion euro in 10-year bonds. And they got a verdict back from the market. Louise Cooper joins us, market analyst with BGC Partners in London. Louise, good morning.
Good morning.
So what happened? The Germans tried to raise some euros by selling bonds. Did anyone buy?
They did, but not enough. They didn't raise the entire amount they wanted to. And that has happened in other Eurozone countries last week, but nobody expected it to happen in Germany. Now, there were a couple of technical factors that some say is an excuse, but I really think this is kind of a line in the sand. And if you look at the German bond market and the yields on 10-year bonds, the interest rate, the borrowing costs of for Germany over 10 years, they've shot up considerably from about 1.8% a week ago to 2.2% currently. So it tells you that this sort of fleeing the Eurozone, fleeing any sovereign debt denominated in euros, finally seems to be hitting the safe haven of Germany.
Well,
finally.
We're talking with Louise Cooper, market analyst with BGC Partners in London. You know, right around the time of the Greek bailout deal that then was followed by the Papandreou call for a referendum, the Asian investors in European debt were saying, look, we have some preconditions if we're going to come in here on any sort of bailout deal. Are we seeing more of a sense of that kind of talk expressed in this German bond sale?
I think it's just that there are an awful lot of euro-denominated sovereign debt issues out there. Already we've seen about a 35% increase in the total outstanding Eurozone debt since 2006, and that is set to increase even more over the next 2 years. You know, we are just awash with euro debt, you know, sovereign debt from the 17 euro member nations, just awash with it. It's coming out of our ears. We're up to our necks a bit. And there's a certain point where people just go, I don't want any buy anymore. I've already long and wrong the euro. I don't want any more. And I think that's what we're getting to. And also, you've got to bear in mind, it is at the time when Europe looks like it's teetering back into recession. We've got a lack of political leadership, and we've got protests in Greece over austerity. And who knows what we've got? You know, who knows what will happen in Italy with Mario Monti? So, you know, massive amounts of euro-denominated debt, and nobody seems to want to buy it. And I'm afraid Germany yesterday, I think that was quite an important moment.
Less than a minute to go, Louise Cooper, market analyst with BGC Partners in London. On this Thanksgiving morning, is the dollar and dollar-denominated debt and interest rates here in the U.S. next?
The only thing I would say is that the dollar has the world's reserve currency, which is a massive advantage that America has. However, it is interesting that the two safe havens of Germany and the U.S., almost we just ignore their financial position or ignore the fact that Germany's may have to pick up the bill for the rest of euro. Finally, that's changing. Maybe it's the same with the U.S. Maybe start to look at the fact that the U.S.'s financial position is pretty bad as well.
Louise Cooper, market analyst with BGC Partners in London. Thanks so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.